So maybe you've heard about sales funnels, but you're not sure exactly what they are and whether or not you need one for your coaching business. If that's you, stay tuned. I'm going to give you a full guide to sales funnels for health and life coaching businesses. Let's jump in. Welcome to the Wholehearted Business Show. I'm Laura Agar Wilson, and this is the podcast that's dedicated to helping you start and grow a coaching business you love the wholehearted way. Let's get started. Hi there, welcome to the Wholehearted Business Show. I'm Laura. I help health, life and spiritual coaches get more clients so they can generate more income and live their most aligned life. And today on the show, we're talking all about sales funnels. Now, I know sales funnels might sound like a really kind of, you know, very marketing-y, kind of very like not super aligned term or thing to think about if you're more into like running a cozy business and a more ethical business. But spoiler alert, if you are running an online coaching business, you are going to need some kind of sales funnel. So in this episode of the show, I'm going to do quite an in-depth breakdown into what sales funnels are, the different components of a sales funnel, the different types of sales funnels that you might want to set up as a health or a life coach. And basically, we're going to have a really big look at all of this stuff. So I wanted to start off by saying that you can search Google and see lots of information about sales funnels. There's a lot of marketing stuff that's taught about how to create and set up sales funnels. But what I'm giving you today is my experience of sales funnels as someone who has run a health coaching business, as someone who is now running a business mentoring business, and what I see in terms of what I think you guys need to know in terms of sales funnels. So I'm going to try and just give you what you need to know without going into all of the kind of marketing theory around it all. So what the fuck is a sales funnel? Basically, a sales funnel is a systematized process where you take people and you do something with them with the result of them buying from you or becoming a customer or a client. It simply is that. It's that process that creates a sales funnel. What you will see if you search sales funnel on Google is you will see lots of images that basically show like that kind of shape where the people are going in the top and, you know, magically the clients and customers are coming out of the bottom. And it kind of does work like that, but I think that's a really simplified and very generic version of what it is that we're doing. And these days, when it comes to coaching businesses, it needs to be a bit more nuanced than that. And I'm going to try and cover some of that today. So a sales funnel will have several key elements to it. And the first element is traffic, and that's the people that you are sending into the sales funnel. You will likely have some kind of lead magnet or freebie that kind of gets people into your email list, a sequence of emails, and then you will have some kind of conversion event. So you've got these different components that all come together, and I'm going to talk about each of these more individually and give you some insight into what you might want to think about for each of those. And then what I tend to find for coaches is that there's three different kinds of funnels that tend to be the most used, and we're going to cover those as well. So those three different kinds of funnels are a more general nurturing kind of funnel, which is what most of my clients start with. Then we've got an evergreen sales funnel, and then we've got a live sales funnel, which is where we get more into kind of launches and where sales funnels and launches kind of come together. But I'm going to cover that as well. So let's dive into the different components of a sales funnel. Before we get into the actual physical bits of it, really important thing is to know what the goal of the sales funnel is. We want to know, obviously, what it is that we're selling, you know, how we want to sell it. Like, it's essentially we want to know what that end point is that we want to get people to. So having a very clear goal is going to be really, really helpful when it comes to setting up the sales funnel. And then the next element of a sales funnel is the traffic. And that's basically, again, the people that you're putting into it. Now, often this is your general marketing. However it is that you're getting you and your business in front of new people, that is the traffic element. So people use paid ads, people will use blogging and SEO, people will use social media, people will use press and PR. There's various different methods that you guys will probably be familiar with, that is your generalized marketing, and it's all about sending people into that sales funnel. You also want to make sure that obviously your marketing is working to attract people who fit your ideal client profile. The next section of the sales funnel is the freebie or lead magnet. So again, this is probably something that you're quite familiar with. Most people will have some kind of free gift that they give you in exchange for you joining their email list. I've done a whole episode of the show on freebies and lead magnets. I will link to that in the description. So do check that out if you want to learn more about creating a really good freebie or lead magnet. And really, again, knowing the goal of the sales funnel is really important when it comes to creating a freebie that is actually going to work. And also really thinking about your ideal clients and what it is that they need and want and what they will use, because we want that freebie to be a really attractive thing that people actually want. And attached to that freebie as well, we also want a opt-in page, almost like a sales page that sells the freebie, because we want to, you know, show people that this freebie is actually really worth having. Yes, you know, in exchange for your email address, this is going to be really, really helpful for you. So yeah, we'll want to have that freebie, that lead magnet, and that opt-in page. That freebie lead magnet can be one of lots of different things. It could be a PDF, it could be an ebook, it could be an audio sequence, it could be training videos, it could be a masterclass. There's various different formats that that freebie can take. But again, really think about what it is that you want to create for people that you think people will really, really want. I think it's so important these days because it is so saturated out there and people's inboxes are overflowing, that we create freebies that are something that is really tangible, practical, helpful, that people really, really want. So we want to be thinking about that when we create our freebie or lead magnet. Then once someone has signed up for that freebie or lead magnet and they're on your email list, then you have a sequence of emails. Now, pretty much, I mean, I would say this might be some versions of sales funnels that don't have this, but most sales funnels will have this sequence of emails that will give people information and encourage them to buy or encourage them towards signing up for some kind of conversion event, which is what we're going to get into in a sec. And what those emails look like will depend on, again, the goal of the sales funnel and also the type of sales funnel that you are creating as well. But you will need some kind of email service provider that can do automated emails to make this work. So this part is really, really important. I really see this as like the key part of the sales funnel. So your email sequence is going to be really important. And then part of the sales funnel is some kind of conversion event slash sales page. So part of what we are obviously trying to do is get people to buy or become clients or customers. And there'll be some kind of thing that exists there that helps people do that, that gives them that call to action, that presents them with the offer. Now, depending again on the style of sales funnel that you create, that could be something like, you know, a discovery call, an actual one-to-one call with someone. It could be that you invite them to a webinar and the webinar does the selling. It could be that there's a sales page there and it's just simply directing them to the sales page. It could be that there's a challenge. There's all sorts of different things that that could be. And again, it's thinking about what is the right conversion event to sell that offer. So just to recap all of those different steps of the sales funnel, we've got the goal, of course, so we know what it is that the sales funnel is selling and what the purpose of it is. We've got the traffic that you're sending into the sales funnel. We've got the freebie lead magnet and the opt-in page that goes with that. We've got a sequence of emails as well. And then we've got some kind of conversion event or a sales page. So something is that is actually actively selling. I mean, the emails itself will be selling, but an actual process of the sale being created. So that is what you will have in a sales funnel. Sometimes there's some other elements in there as well. So it might be that there's something that comes afterwards that is kind of like a downsell, where you're presenting people who did not purchase the key thing in the sales funnel with a lower cost option, a downsell. You might have other bits and bobs in there. You might have like a tripwire, which is basically a small offer that is presented when someone signs up for the freebie lead magnet option. So there's different things that you might want to weave in there, again, dependent on what the purpose and goal of the sales funnel actually is. So now that we've chatted about some of the different elements of a sales funnel, I want to talk about some of the different kinds of sales funnels, at least in the way that they appear to me in my work that I do with myself and my clients. So the first one is a general nurturing sales funnel. Now, this is where most of my clients will start out, and it's probably the thing that you're most familiar with. And basically, a general nurturing sales funnel is a funnel that takes someone, again, that traffic that we're creating with your marketing. You have the freebie lead magnet again, and then you have a sequence of emails, which is really around nurturing and helping build connection with that person, and then presenting them usually with a discovery call option, an option to book in to learn more about coaching with you, or it might just very directly show them your coaching offer. Sometimes as well with clients, I will incorporate a priceless power hour style strategy in this. So if you want to learn more about that, I'll put a link in the description. Priceless Power Hours is one of the courses that I have that teaches you around using a one-off call as like a lost leader kind of strategy. And sometimes we might build that in as well. Sometimes we might build in some urgency and using some tools around that, which is I'm going to get into when we look at the evergreen side of things. So these sales funnels are really quite simple, and they're really designed to generate that connection and that understanding of what you and your business are about, so that they are more likely to become clients and customers now and also in the future. So these are the things that we want to be thinking about. And again, you know, specifically what we put into those emails is very individual to your business. And I think this is something, and I'll be talking about this on the show soon, how important it is sometimes to like really look at your business in a very individual way, because one size fits all, like some kind of template email sequence, is not quite going to get to the crux of what it is that we need sometimes in this kind of sales funnel. So this is a very general nurturing one. Like I say, the aim of it is usually to get people interested in your one-to-one coaching and just to get them kind of up to speed with who you are and connected with you and, you know, really kind of invested in you and your world. So that's the general nurturing sales funnel. If that's something that sounds like, oh gosh, I really need to have that, or I've got a version of that, but I'm not sure if it's working, a reminder that I have a few slots left this year to book in for a free holistic coaching business audit. This is a completely free call with me where we will sit down and I will take a look at your website, your marketing channels, your offers, all those bits. And we'll sit down and I will give you some tips and actions that you can take away that will help you get more clients in your coaching business. I've done quite a few of these already and they've been really, really good fun. Really helpful for me to see what's going on for people's businesses out there, and really helpful for them because they're getting to go away with tips and actions. If at the end of that call, I think I can help you in a paid capacity, I will mention that, but you're very welcome to go away and work on those things yourself. So if this is something that is, you know, you're listening to what I've just said about the general kind of nurturing funnel and that's not set up in your business. And like I say, I really do feel like most coaching businesses, not all of them, like if you're really, really good at just getting people cold onto sales calls, then you might not need this. But I think most coaching businesses, certainly the kind of people who are attracted to the work that I do, will need something like this. And this is, again, you know, a sales funnel is about selling in a more, you know, a more skilled way, really. It's about doing more work with more people, and it's that systematized way of doing it. So having some kind of sales funnel just makes sense. So there's a few slots before the end of 2023. If you're interested, I'll put a link in the description and you can book in for one of those. Another thing with the generalized kind of nurturing funnel is, like I say, we might build in some other little things into this. So for example, I will sometimes work with a client to build in a tripwire, which, as I've just mentioned, is a small offer that is presented with some urgency after someone has downloaded a freebie or a lead magnet. And the reason why this works strategically is that when someone purchases something from you, they kind of move from the box that is subscriber to the box that is customer. And that's a step closer to being a hotter lead, for want of a better kind of phrase, to someone where there's another level of trust being built there. So that can be a really good thing to build into a general nurturing funnel as well. And sometimes that's something that I look at with my clients as well. So it's really thinking about things in this really strategic, practical way. Another thing that you can build into this, particularly if you are quite a new coach, is to incorporate some more higher touch points basically with the people who are joining your list. So the way that I often talk about this is maybe everyone who joins your email list for the first couple of months, if you're just getting like a trickle of people at the start, you know, perhaps just send them a personalized email, maybe do them a little video and say, hi, welcome to my world. I really hope that you're finding it helpful. What would you love from me? Like, what would be really helpful for you right now? And use it as a way to connect with people, as a bit of extra market research. And it also kind of humanizes this, because I think a lot of sales funnels can come across as being a bit dehumanizing. You know, a lot of the language that I'm using, and I do apologize for this, but it's the language that is commonly used, is a little bit dehumanizing. And we kind of, I don't think it's a good way to look at your business, just to say like, people as numbers coming into like this funnel. They're all individual human beings with individual problems, individual complex lives that you can help them with potentially. And I think it's really important that we remember that these are individual human beings coming onto your list, not just numbers. So anything that you can do to humanize that sales funnel, I think is really, really helpful. And sometimes like reaching out to people individually, doing videos for people, that can all really help with that process as well. The next type of funnel that I want to talk about is the evergreen funnel. So this is something that is becoming increasingly common, and it's basically where you are selling the product or some kind of you know, maybe it's a group program, usually not your one-to-one. It's some kind of course or something. And an evergreen funnel is basically about recreating launch conditions, but for individuals as they enter the funnel. So a lot of people know that launches work because we've got urgency and there's like a certain intensiveness to launches. And an evergreen funnel is about recreating that to some degree. So what it often looks like, an evergreen funnel, is that the goal is to sell usually some kind of like digital product, and you will have the traffic, you will have the lead magnet, and then you will have a sequence of emails that very directly are selling the thing. And what you will always have in an evergreen funnel pretty much is some kind of time limited discount that is individually triggered. So in the launch, everybody who's involved in that launch, everyone who's in the email sequences, and I'll talk about this in a sec for the live version, who is in that will get the same, you know, the discount ends on Sunday night. And that's the same for everybody. But what people realized was that that was a really good way to sell things because it had that urgency and people needed to make a decision. It gave them a container of time for them to decide. And what they wanted to do was to recreate that, but for people on an individualized basis, so that you can basically recreate those conditions without having to do a big launch. So let's say that person A enters the funnel and, you know, subscribes for the freebie lead magnet. They will get their countdown. Let's say it's 5 days. They will get their countdown and it will end 5 days later. And let's say person B enters the funnel on the Tuesday. They will get their 5 day countdown and that will end at the end of the week. So it basically means that people are getting their own individualized countdown, and that helps to sell the product, and it gives people that container of time. Usually it's a very good discount on the, you know, the product, and they can work really, really well. I've definitely got at least a couple of evergreen funnels set up in my business. And I mean, this is interesting for me because I'm in the process of completely reviewing all of my sales funnels and all of the things that I've got going on in the business, and just simplifying things a little bit. So I'll probably have less evergreen funnels, to be honest, but they can work really, really well in terms of getting more sales if you've got the traffic. And actually, while that idea has just popped into my head, you know, your sales funnel will not work without traffic. Just saying. You can have the most amazing sales funnel, but if you haven't got the traffic going into it, it isn't going to work. So there's a little reminder while that popped into my head. Another kind of funnel is the live event funnel. And I wanted to include this in because it is, and this is something that people will do and will use as a sales funnel. This is basically like a launch, but it works in a similar way to a sales funnel. So I think this is where things get a bit blurred. But basically, this is where the freebie lead magnet might actually be the conversion event that and the value that the conversion event will give. So for example, if you're running a challenge, if you're running a free training series, if you're running a webinar, the idea is that people are opting in, that they're signing up for the value that that is saying that it will give you. And the sales is also going on within that actual event. So that can work again. And often this is what you see in lots of launches, but it does work in a very similar way to a sales funnel. There will be a sequence of emails. There will often be a sales page. There will often be, you know, all of these things kind of stitched together. And it's another way to sell something, but where you're having to show up in a more live capacity. And like I say, the similarities between this and the evergreen option is really close. It's just the evergreen, you don't have to necessarily be there live. And this is why it's become so popular, because people are getting burnt out from doing big launches and they're finding that selling on a more evergreen basis is a little bit more sustainable and a bit kinder to their nervous system. So that's where evergreen funnels have become so popular, is recreating the launch environment, but for individuals. What I've done before in the past is I've launched something live and then I've taken the assets from that and put them into an evergreen funnel, so that basically you're just taking the same kind of stuff that has worked for the launch and putting that into evergreen, and then that works really well as a sales funnel too. So we've covered the different elements of a sales funnel, like what goes into a sales funnel, and three different types of sales funnels that I tend to see kind of in my work as a business mentor for health and life coaches. So again, there's probably other kinds of sales funnels and there's probably a lot of other theory around this, but this is what I see is important for any clients that I work with, any health and life coaches. And the next stage from that really is, if you have more than one offer, you might want to have more than one sales funnel. So if you have a multi-offer business, and if you're not sure what a multi-offer business is and why you might want to have one, again, I will link to an episode of the show that I have done in the description so that you can go and check that out, because a multi-offer business can be really wonderful and really interesting. And when you have a multi-offer business, you might want to have more than one sales funnel and more than one different type of sales funnel as well. So it's fine to explore that. And often what that comes with is its own individual freebie and its own individual email sequence that's obviously selling something specific. And sometimes what you might also have is more than one lead magnet or freebie selling one thing. So you might have one, you know, one particular course or digital product, and you might have three different freebies that all point into that. And again, what we want to be doing with all of our sales funnels is connecting the dots between the traffic that we're bringing in to the lead magnet freebie, to the sequence of emails, to the actual thing that we're selling. And we want to be connecting all those dots. So we really want to be thinking about not just the freebie lead magnet making sense in terms of like, is this something that is going to attract people who will want this paid product? It's also like, what's the traffic source that we've got? And does this all make sense as one continuous funnel? So when it comes to having a multi-offer business, sales funnels can work really, really well. It also means that you're not having to constantly like launch things and constantly work with the existing audience that you've got to sell things, because you can sell things on a more passive basis, just as long as you're getting the traffic into the funnel. So if any of this has been helpful, and if you want to take any of this further, please do check out my Aligned Client Attraction Workshop. This is really, really useful. It's going to help you figure out how to look at your marketing systems so that you are attracting more clients. And again, a big part of this is the sales funnel. And a lot of the stuff that I talk about around this, it is basically sales funnels. This is what we're talking about. We're talking about how are we creating systems around this? How are we going out there and finding the right people? How are we doing our marketing and our client attraction in a way that is actually really aligned for us and that feels really good? So check out that workshop. I will put a link in the description so that you can go and sign up for that and take that class. And like I say, I am in the process of simplifying my own funnels and kind of redoing them. I'll report back when I've done it, when I've actually shifted things. I'll probably be creating some new freebie lead magnets as well. So it's just a really interesting process to go through, and I hope this has been helpful, you know, getting your head around sales funnels and what they are and how they might need to look for you and your business is quite a big thing. And like I say, if you do want to book onto one of those holistic coaching business audits, I'm more than happy to chat through this with you there as well. So yeah, I hope that's been helpful. Do check out that free client attraction workshop as well. If you are listening on the podcast, please leave me a review. And if you've got any feedback, as always, pop me a message on Instagram. I'm @wholeheartedlylaura. I will see you next week, guys. Take care. Bye.